Harry and Meghan feature professor who said Queen wanted to be white supremacy figurehead in Netflix doc. By Jack Montgomery on December 8, 2022. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle featured a professor who said the Queen wanted to be a figurehead for white supremacy after her death in their tell-all Netflix series. Harry and Meghan, properly titled Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, due to the Queen having personally granted her a courtesy title and allowing her to keep it after she and her husband abandoned their public duties as working royals to pursue activism and money-making ventures in North America, featured a number of woke academics in Netflix's Harry and Meghan, of which they are credited as producers, but the inclusion of Kehinde Andrews is particularly eyebrow-raising. Andrews, who serves as Britain's inaugural Black Studies professor at the publicly funded Birmingham City University, which he has accused of racism, despite the sinecure, appears in episode 3 of the series to help lambaste the Commonwealth of Nations, an intergovernmental forum comprised largely but not exclusively of states formerly incorporated in the British Empire, which was hugely important to the Queen. Andrews claimed that nothing has changed since the empire was dismantled. It just has better PR, and claimed that the conditions of Black people in the Commonwealth today are almost just as bad as they were 50 years ago or 100 years ago. The woke academics' appearances in the series so far have been brief compared to that of the much more heavily featured Ofwa Hirsch, who has previously called for Nelson's Column in Trafalgar Square to be toppled, and David Olusoga, who appeared in court to help justify a mob destroying a historic statue during the Black Lives Matter unrest of 2020, but that he was featured at all is shocking given his denunciation of the Queen as a willing symbol of white supremacy. While most leftists who despise Britain's monarchy and traditional culture more generally held their tongues during the prevailing atmosphere of sorrow or at least respect for a life of public service following the Queen's passing, Andrews, no stranger to the media spotlight, attempted to cut through with a particularly ferocious attack on the deceased 96-year-old, alleging she decided she wanted to be a figurehead for white supremacy and reap all the rewards and was therefore culpable for what the real or imagined crimes of the British Empire as it was still being decolonized at the beginning of her reign. Netflix was at pains to claim that its interviews were concluded by August, prior to the death of the Queen, Harry's grandmother. And the woke couple have often portrayed themselves as having great love and respect for her and suggesting that their grievances are with the institution of the monarchy more generally. Nevertheless, it is claimed, although not confirmed by the palace, that the late Queen was actually suffering from incurable bone cancer at the end of her life. When this documentary was filmed and allegedly felt devastated by Harry and Meghan's betrayal of the family. Andrews's extremely negative view of the Queen was no secret prior to her death. However, with the academic having publicly asserted that the Queen doesn't just represent modern colonialism, she is probably the number one symbol of white supremacy in the entire world in June, and denouncing the family more generally as a born-to-rule elite of this really white family. He added for good measure that she is the head of the Commonwealth, which is actually the Empire, revealing that his delusional belief that the British somehow still rule their former colonies and protectorates, and presumably the four members of the Commonwealth which were never part of the Empire, is of long standing. Indeed, Andrews's media career has been built on disparaging all things British, having previously called for the St. George's Cross English flag to be abolished, the English patriotic anthem Land of Hope and Glory to be renamed Land of Racism and Servitude, and wartime leader Sir Winston Churchill to be recognized as the perfect embodiment of white supremacy rather than a national icon. He is no fan of the United States, either, regarding it as a racist project from its inception. That characters like Andrews, Hirsch, and Olusoga are the people Harry and Meghan believe should be telling Britain's story appears to give a strong indication of where they are ideologically, and quite possibly telegraph what viewers of their series can expect in future episodes. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.